Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. On the phone today, we have Chris Beeksma. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the fishing been?
Well, actually pretty good inland. Haven't ventured out on the Shawamigan Bay lately because of the dirty water, and I see the tributaries are still putting mud in, but that should improve. But it's been good enough inland that, fishing's been a lot of fun.
You said that you were over on the Pikes Chain. How was the fishing over there?
Really, really good. We did well yesterday on largemouth and smallmouth bass. I had a few walleye. And, the fish were, it was really interesting. The fish were anywhere from 25 feet to 4 feet, so they were scattered all over the place, which isn't, unusual for the summer.
Those bass, are you starting to switch to a topwater, fishing lily pads, or how's that working?
We did fish topwater a little bit yesterday, but there was some wind. Most of our bites were on jig and grub, casting them long distances. We caught fish on plastic worms, and also crankbaits.
We were talking to a bait shop over in Minocqua, and they were saying that the fish are starting to get into their summer patterns. Is that what you're seeing on these inland lakes?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Whenever you can find some good 16 weeds, we found bigger fish, but they're still going up on the flats in the evenings, and that's what I always look forward to.
Before I let you go, we got to talk walleyes. What were you catching the walleyes on yesterday?
Actually, we were catching them on crankbaits. Seems to be my best bait over here in Iron River. We throw walleye, throw crankbaits to the bass, and next thing you know, the walleye start eating them, so that's kind of fun.
That's not a bad surprise.
It isn't.
Well, if someone wants to go fishing with you and your guide service, Get Bit, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is to call 715-292-4410.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
No problem. Have a good day.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.